become the second part of this very important message. And the message concerns how can we discern the truth. I have here in my hand a coin. For those of you sitting at the back, very hard to see. Looks like any other coin, but it is not any other coin. This end of the coin, on this side of the coin, you will see the head of Alexander the Great. This coin this coin would be 2,300 years old. Indeed, over 2,300 years old, if this coin is genuine. Now, I hope very much it is genuine. I paid $20 for this. If it is not genuine, I stand to lose $20. What's $20? About 160 Hong Kong dollars these days, right? But if it is genuine, it's very significant. Imagine I'm holding in my hand a coin that dates to before the time of the Lord Jesus. I mean, this is so far back that most of us have problems trying to figure out what's 2,330 years. For Daniel, I mean, 2,330 years. Wow, that is a bit hard to conceive, but no worry, Daniel, I have the same trouble. 2,330 years ago. Imagine that. Now, when I was standing on the Mount of Olives last year, together with Helen, and looking at the city of Jerusalem and looking at the temple, an Arab came up to me and said, "You like to buy a coin?" I said, "What coin do you have?" He said, "Here, Alexander the Great." I looked at it, and indeed, as I examined the coin, on the back of the coin, I know enough Greek to read, in ancient Greek, part of the A is already worn away, but as I examined the coin closely on the back, I could see the A is not there, but Alexander is still there. The A part has been rubbed away. In fact, you see here the head is worn away with time. And I looked at it, indeed, it does say Alexander on the back, or part of the word Alexander is still there. And so I said, "Well, what do you want for it?" And of course, he starts with sky-high prices, so finally I bring him down. So finally he parted with it for $20. If it is genuine, it might be worth $120. If it is not genuine, it isn't worth much. Maybe $1 or $2, just for the silver. Now, in this case, it doesn't matter very much, does it? Nothing too much depends. I lose a bit of money if it's not genuine. But what we are talking about here, we stand to lose life, indeed eternal life. Today we are constantly faced with this problem. What is genuine? If you go to a money changer in Hong Kong and you give him a US dollar and he takes out a funny looking instrument and he runs the instrument over the dollar, he says, "What are you doing to my dollar?" He says, "Okay, I'm not going to destroy your dollar. I just want to know whether it's genuine." Now, if it's genuine, a light is supposed to come on. Or maybe if it's false, a light is supposed to come on. I'm not too sure which. But this little instrument runs over the US dollar and it tells you whether it's true or false. Oh, that's very convenient. If we could do that with somebody's teaching and we listen to it and we run it, okay. But how do you tell? And there is so much that is going on today that is false. And it is all part of the strategy, of course, of Antichrist. Today, when you talk to a non-Christian about the gospel, he says, who should I believe? They are the Catholics, and they're the Protestants, and the Protestants, they are of so many different kinds, and then they're the Seventh-day Adventists, and they are this and that, and then not to mention they are also Buddhists, and they are Islam, and so on and so forth. In this world, with 1,000 voices clamoring, how do you know who is speaking the truth? Is there some way to tell who speaks the truth? And let me tell you, as time goes on, if you think it's hard now, it's going to be a lot more difficult as time goes on. It is becoming so difficult that even the experts have a hard time to tell. If I take this coin out to a numismatic expert, that is a coin expert, he will have a hard time telling whether it's genuine or false too. He also has a hard time to tell. Because forgeries are so good today, very hard to tell. I showed it to some of my friends who've been in Israel for years and years, they're archaeologists. And they look at the coin, they can't tell me. Might be genuine, might be not, they don't know. What's the matter with you? You're an archaeologist. This is your department. He said, yeah. But now, forgeries are so skillful, it's almost impossible to tell. So where does that leave us? Let's say some of these things don't matter, but some things matter a lot. The Antichrist is going to be like a twin to the Christ. And you look at this one, and you look at that one, you say, hey, how do I tell? When I went to Israel this time, I went to St. Andrew's Hospice, a Christian hospice where I also stayed in my student days when I studied at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And I came in and I said, hello John, how are you now? And he looked at me and blinked. I said, John? No, I'm not John. John? Surely you're John. No, I'm Paul. I said, but weren't you here last time when I came? He said, no. I said, sure you were here. No, it wasn't me. It was my brother. Your brother? Your brother's called John? Yeah, that's my brother. I said, then you're identical twins? He said, that's right. We are identical twins. So identical that they shade, they comb their hair the same way. Everything is the same. I had to blink. I couldn't believe my eyes. The only thing that gave him away was the fact that he didn't recognize me. Took me some time to grasp. If I showed you the picture of these two and told you which is which, you wouldn't be able to tell. So I said, wow. I said to him one day, it must be very convenient for you, huh? I mean, in school, you don't know one subject and then your brother can take the exam for you. He said, that's right. Right, it's true. He said that even the teachers, after years, couldn't tell which is which. Even after years of teaching them, the teacher couldn't tell which is John and which is Paul. There are no distinguishing marks to tell the difference. Same height, same hair, same hairstyle, same everything. There's no use if two different ones, they wear different jackets, because you don't know which one is wearing a different jacket today. It doesn't help you. Now, there is the problem. That is why I say, which is more dangerous? An antichrist who is obviously opposed to Christ, or an antichrist who is so identical to him that you couldn't tell the difference? I think the answer is not hard to see. Which is more different? Which is more dangerous? An anti-Christian or a false Christian? Which is more dangerous? Certainly, the false Christian is far more dangerous than the anti-Christian. The church, through the history of the church, has never been in great danger simply from intensive persecution. Persecution, in a way, has always been good for the church. The anti-Christians have been good for the Christians. Look at what happened in China. When the missionaries left China, it was estimated that we had about 1.2 million Christians in China. The communists came, they were openly anti-Christian. They were openly hostile. So thanks to the communists, we now have 30 or more million Christians in China. Something that not even the missionaries could accomplish. From 1.2 million Christians to 30 million Christians without a single missionary in China.